Hello.
Hey, Miss Ebony.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm much, much better. But I was calling to see if you had a client because when me and you talked on the phone the last time,
girl,
I was already sick.
The wrong person. I'm not even a coordinator no more. I'm a supervisor. I don't get that information.
Oh.
As far as the clients, yeah. But I do, I am working on a case. I work from 6 to 9, like 10 minutes from my job. And we need another caregiver. How are you with a male client?
I'm fine with them.
How are you with changing? Because he's full bearer and he can turn, tuck the diaper in. It's a real easy case. He's on hospice.
Yeah, I used to do that. Okay, I used to do that before.
Okay, so he's on hospice. He doesn't have much of an appetite. He may eat only once a day. Not pretty much a talker. He is able to move from side to side, so you can change him. He has one leg. The other one was amputated.
Amputated.
He's a diabetic, yeah. So we're just keeping him company, you know, and stuff like that. We're looking for Saturdays and Sunday, but it's from 6 p.m. until 9 a.m.
Okay.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, because I need something.
Well, Sarah's going to call you and offer you a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday client.
Okay.
I was just on the phone with her.
Since I don't work with Miss what's her name no more now, and I can tell everything, her son was hitting on her. And she asked me not to say nothing. She kept on trying to blame it on the cat. So the last time I talked to you, I was sick because she was sick and she got me sick. So I said, all right, I'm not going to come in this week. I let Jose know. But he knew all the time that the son was already looking for another egg. So now Ms. Martin calling me like, when are you coming back? Call my son, call my son, call my son.
So do
I don't
me
want
a favor.
Nobody else.
Do me a favor. Call Jose and report what you just reported to us. He's going to send you an incident report. Just complete that on the details of what your findings is, because we got to keep a paper trail of the next caregiver. Right. But if you're reporting this and then the next caregiver is reporting the same thing, so now we have proof that, you know, this is what's going on, you know, of what we're observing from you ladies in the home. So
yeah, I've never seen him hit her, but she had this big bruises on her. She said it was from the kitten I gave her. I know ain't no kitten going to leave bruises. They're going to leave scratches.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, just let Jose know that you witnessed some bruises on the client that looks like somebody was physically, you know, hitting her.
Okay.
So, question. Car, you drive?
Nope.
So, if you ever catch an Uber, it's 19 minutes from where you live.
Okay.
So you still on Bullock Avenue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just pulled the address up from you to this client. So if you're available, it will start this weekend.
Okay.
His power of attorney that handles everything, his granddaughter, her name is Tamika. She's very, very nice. I will provide you with her her phone number. So pretty much it's just the basic stuff, the same way how the house looks when you get there, because the family keeps the house clean. So
okay.
it's only pretty much night caregivers there.
Okay.
The daytime, the family takes care of him. So they always clean, they always mop, they always make sure the kitchen is clean, the trash is out. So it's not really nothing that you got to do. It's just try to encourage him to probably eat some more, stay hydrated, and then just changing him every few hours, and that's it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I will send you over all the details, and just reach out to Tamika to let her know you're going to be the new caregiver taking over for the weekends.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Sarah's going to call you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
All right.